This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
I've made a decision. I reckon I'm going to give up on Uber.
Oh, you're going to give up Uber?
I'm thinking about it. I sat in my Uber this morning to come here, and I looked and I thought, you know what, my rating dropped 0.something% again. And
you get an Uber all the time. They must love you.
No,
I thought they'd just park out the front of your house and they go, don't go anywhere. Warren will be looking for an Uber soon.
I'm polite and I haven't done anything rude or what have you.
No, you're never rude.
And I just thought to myself, you know, it's like they've turned the tables.
Oh, now they've got the power.
And they've got the power. Ugh. And I'm sitting there thinking, why is my rating going? I'm the one who should be rating them, delivering the service.
Yeah.
Not them rating me. I mean, I suppose it's different if something, you know, you're a terrible customer. But
yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the 1-3 cabs and I'm going to try doing that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You put your life.
I'm going to test it from next week. So if I don't turn up.
You will know why.
You know why.
That's all right. Because you know how I've lost my Uber rating? We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And last week after that party, Wayne lost his Uber rating.
Yes.
I've now got my daughters set up under my phone.
So now they're going to lose their Uber rating.
No, I got threatened, don't you worry by him.
But you see what I mean? Like, it's like, I feel like we're handing the power to the drivers as opposed to
you're right.
Them providing the service.
We should take back the power.
It's
a problem with this country. We've given the power over to everyone else.
Yeah. And I think if you're a badly behaved passenger, fair enough.
Oh, really?
You know? But if you're good and you don't do anything.
See, if I was an Uber driver, I only want the dicks. I mean, I want a bit of fun on my travel. I don't want someone sitting at the back looking on their mobile. I want a weirdo. I mean, I want a real conversation.
Well, the one this morning turned the radio up as soon as I hopped in so loud I couldn't even say good morning.
Oh,
so,
man.
I don't know. If you invite someone to your wedding, right?
Ooh.
And you've got one of those, you know, those gift registers?
Registers, yeah.
Or wish list or whatever you want to call them. Do you have the right to change your mind after you've been given a gift? To say, you know what, I know it was so they so someone comes
change
in.
Change my mind.
To change your mind because a woman.
Okay, oh no, I've picked it because that's my registry, isn't it?
Yeah, you picked it.
No.
Well, a woman on a UK parenting forum, she recently attended a wedding of one of her husband's colleagues and they purchased a gift from the wish list.
So that, what the couple bride had provided. Asked for.
So they said, we want A, B, C, D, E. Yeah. They purchased one of those. They arrived at the wedding. They were the only guests who'd bought a gift.
Oh.
So no one else had. No one else had bought anything.
Because no one liked him?
I don't know what the reason was, but hang on. Despite feeling a bit awkward about their gift, they decided to ignore that they were the only ones and they enjoyed the ceremony, etc.
Yeah.
A few days after the wedding, the woman's husband received a message from the groom and it said this. It said, thanks for coming on Saturday and for the gift. We had a bit of a last-minute change and decided to ask for money towards the honeymoon instead of what we'd put on the gift list. Can we arrange to send it back and just get the money for it instead? I can pass it back next week when I'm back at work. Really appreciate the thought, but definitely think we need a holiday after the stress of wedding planning.
Oh, I would be angry. I'm angry reading it and I didn't even buy it. I'd say, great, send me the present and I'll change it and you'd never see it again. I'd turn up wearing that present that you rejected to your house tomorrow. Even if it was a salad bowl, I'd turn it up with a crystal bowl on my head and go, oh, do you like my new hat? Oh, but it's true. It seems to be the thing. My nephew's getting married as well.
Right.
Like in a couple of months and I hadn't read the invitation properly. My mum says it's on that day. Great. You know?
Yep.
So I'm looking around for a gift. I thought, you know, look at that. It's on sale. I can get that beautiful crystal bowl. $40 worth 150. Oh, no. It's envelopes. I have to put money in an envelope.
That's
the only time
want.
I give anyone money, you have to be a stripper and your package has to be dead. I don't care that you're getting married. It was stressful. See, me and Wayne, because, you know, we're talking about marriage. You know,
right. Are you going to have one of those registries?
Well, because he keeps saying we've been together that long. He says, no gifts.
No.
And I'm like, bullshit. So I'm having two doors when you get there. So you'll arrive to the reception. I will be checking your gift at the table. I open it. If I like the gift, I go to door one. That takes you through to the reception.
Where does door two go?
The car park. Straight out to the car park. And you'll be told you will not be allowed back in. Oh, and I'll throw your present with you as well. And Wayne keeps going, no, look, we've been together 18 years. We've got everything. Crap!
This is your chance to get everything.
Everything.
I know which door I'll be going through. Car park. Bzz. share. Gimme, join 94.9.
Gimme what? A man after midnight.
A man after midnight.
See, I'm not selfish. I'm happy to have one anytime.
Can I ask you, do you prefer that version or do you prefer the ABBA version?
Oh, that's really bad. You're trying to put me on a spot.
I refuse it.
Do you know what? So ABBA's not coming to Australia at the moment, so Cher's my favourite.
Okay.
Whatever chance I have of getting, yeah.
But ABBA are about to release two new singles.
No, I'm happy about this Avatar ABBA.
No, that's the concept, but they're actually producing two new singles.
And if some bloody Avatar. I want to see ABBA get up there on their Zimmer frames, and you bitches will be getting up there, and I want to see Mamma Mia spin around. I want to see those skinny old legs. You know, when you get old, I can show you old lady legs, and you get varicose veins. I want them up there in their little.
You want the authentic thing.
Yeah. Get them out there.
Netflix has started playing ads in between its shows. Have you seen that?
In between the shows.
Yep. They said we're testing whether surfacing recommendations between episodes helps members discover stories they will enjoy faster. I love the way they spin it.
Look, I don't mind an ad of another show. If I'm watching TV, I don't mind an ad of a movie that's coming up or a show because you're right. You think, oh, I might like that. I don't want to see Omo. I don't want to see Pamela putting a hand in thing or tooth decay in a chalk. I don't care.
They're ads from the 70s that you're talking about.
Well, even the silly ones you got now. Now you've got like, oh, what's that? Airtasker one and some more. Oh. I mean, Jesus. What is wrong with our people that are making ads?
I don't like it, actually. I find it a bit annoying because I think I'm paying for the service. So I don't, you know, I want to, but hey, actually, you know what, I'm thinking, as you said that, you said, oh, because if they preview another show, you might think you'd like it.
Yeah.
They're also getting rid of their rating service. You know how you could, when you're flicking through, what am I going to watch? What am I going to watch?
Do you believe people's rating?
Well, I was believing them, and then I'd watch things with 5 stars and think, oh my God, how did that get 5 stars?
And you've seen things with 1 star and go, best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So that's going as well. But
that's relative. Isn't it? I mean, let's be honest. You know, someone's opinion of a movie is relative.
Yes.
Because Wayne thought that Deadpool, remember that movie, Deadpool, was the best thing he ever saw? It was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life. I did not get it. The joke went over my head. I didn't get it at all. And then he tried to drag me to number 2 and I went, no way in hell.
I was going by these ratings, but I don't know now. Do you look at ratings on Google? Like, for example, if you, you know, you want to go to a shop or a restaurant
they're
or whatever.
All lies.
Well, that's what I'm starting to think too, because half the time they're wrong.
Well, half the time it's written by the person who probably owns the restaurant.
And all of their friends.
And then you hear other things that if a restaurant started up next door to my restaurant, oh, I'd be saying, oh, worst food I've ever eaten at that place. I mean, you'd be trying to sink them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, that's just human nature.
Exactly. Well, Netflix are saying that we can skip these ads when they come up. But I haven't been able to skip them when they've popped up on mine.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at it enough.
So that's a bit like the YouTube thing, isn't it? When it pops up.
As long as they don't put an ad in the middle of the show, that's when it really annoys me.
Well, I'm not a subscriber to the pay TV services.
Oh, like Foxtel.
Yeah, any of those. Mm. But do they have ads in between the shows now?
I think they do.
They do.
They do. And it's disgusting considering the amount of money they pay.
Because that costs a fortune.
Yeah.
So you pay for a service, I don't know, what is it, $80 a month or something?
I don't know. I don't pay.
Whatever it is, and then you get commercials during the show itself.
See, because unfortunately, Foxtel owns Gogglebox.
Right.
So they've put Foxtel in our house so we can have their shows.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the day I quit Foxtel, they'll start sending me a bill.
Right.
Actually, what funny thing was, I got a credit the other day. We do get a bill.
Yep.
And it said I had $1,900 credit because at the beginning of the season, they just give you like X amount of money. And then that covers my bills while I'm watching Gogglebox.
Right. Okay.
So I said to Wayne, oh my God, $1,900. That's a good pair of shoes. Could ring them up and cancel it. I'm going to ask for a credit back. And Wayne goes, I don't think it works like that. And I was going, no, it says here on my bill, Mr. Thomas Walsh, I have $1,900 credit.
Anything to get a new pair of shoes, isn't it, with you?
These Christian Louis Vuittons up there are so nice. Every day I leave here and I send another picture to Wayne, I think he's annoyed.
Did you ever have a teddy bear?
Of course. I've still got one.
Yeah?
Have you met my husband? He's definitely a bear. He's big and hairy.
A proper teddy bear.
Of course I had a teddy bear.
I had Humphrey. Remember Humphrey?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Technically, I probably had a doll that you're not allowed to have anymore, and I still have got her.
Oh.
It was a gollywog.
I had one of those too.
Because you're not allowed to do it anymore.
No.
I
had one of those with a Hawthorne football jumper on top.
Who's Hawthorne? What do they do?
I don't know. This weekend, the Teddy Bear Hospital is open at Chadstone Shopping Centre. There's a Teddy Bear Hospital.
Don't we have a song? Today's the day.
That's right, the picnic one.
The picnic.
It's an initiative run by volunteer students from the University of Melbourne. Joining us to tell us what it's all about is Professor Paul Monagle from the University's Department of Paediatrics. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having us.
What's a teddy bear hospital?
So a teddy bear hospital is a place where children can bring their teddy bears.
Right.
And the medical students act like the doctors, but we have a very broad teddy bear hospital, not just medical students, but nursing, optometry, dentistry, social work, audiology, speech pathology, biomedicine, physio.
So everything. So it's
everything. It's a full health workup for your teddy.
So do you actually, like, if I take my teddy along and he's got his arm come off, do you sew it back on, or is it?
No, so it's more an opportunity for the children to explore their thoughts and fears about coming to see health professionals. And for our students, it's a great chance to learn how to communicate and how to work with children.
Now, you've brought a couple of people along today. Who have we got?
Yeah, I've brought our two student coordinators who have been working very hard all year, David and Sarah.
Good morning, David.
Hello.
Good morning,
Sarah.
Good morning.
So most kids end up having an experience in the emergency room at some point, would you say? How does this event or the Teddy Bear Hospital help them?
Well, I think that when a child has something that goes wrong, requiring going to the emergency department or a doctor's, it's sort of a bit of a scary time. And going to a foreign environment that is completely different to anything that I've experienced before sort of adds to the trauma and the stress, particularly when there's stereotypes about doctors and needles. So really what we're trying to do is make it a comforting and more familiar environment that's less scary when they come along to get help.
Well, it's true. I mean, I was a single parent and my children are now adults, but I remember my youngest daughter getting croup at two and waking up in the middle of the night and their chest disappears and not breathing. The fear I had, which would have projected onto my daughter walking into the hospital, I wonder why we couldn't. I think I physically had to lay on her so they could put a drip on her. It wasn't a very good experience for her, but I learnt as a parent that I was causing the angst. So I think we do. It's good for everybody. It's not just for kids. I think it's good for you guys as students to actually learn how to communicate with parents and calm us down. So to make sure you can do the job correctly with little kids.
We also find the parents learn a lot. Through the Teddy Bear Hospital, the students deliver a lot of health literacy messages to the children. At our dental station, they learn about tooth care. At our nutrition station, they learn about good foods. At our physio station, they learn about how to pack their backpack properly. So they learn lots of things. And I think the parents, it's also good for parents to understand the value of one-on-one imaginative play with children, you know, rather than something like screen time, which is
Something
that children don't get a lot of these days.
I mean, this has been going on for a while, because I can remember taking my children. I'm from Sydney down to Darling Harbour, and we all joined the queue and the teddy bears all got bandaged up and we went along and did it. But you've gone a little bit further than just the fundraiser, I'm imagining.
Well, I think we've done a couple of things. A, we've made it very multidisciplinary, which is great for our students because they learn to work together as a team, which is what healthcare these days is all about.
Well, you're right, because a doctor talks to, you know, a nutritionist, and then a nutritionist will talk. You're right. So,
But certainly these events and what Chadstone's all about is raising money for the Good Friday Appeal, which supports the Royal Children's Hospital, which is clearly very important for our state and for our children. So we're very pleased to have that partnership.
Let's be honest, it's the best children's hospital in the country.
Well, we do our best and we'll keep trying to improve, but one of the reasons that I think it's such a good children's hospital is it enjoys the support of the people of Victoria, and that's, you know, really shown through the Good Friday Appeal, and we're very pleased to have that partnership and be part of it. We're really pleased that Chadstone are willing to support us in that endeavour. It's fantastic.
David, well, you've got a teddy bear hospital uniform on, which we'll put a photo up on our Instagram later, but you know, there's a picture of a teddy face with a cross in the middle of it. How many students are involved in this program?
So our committee, so just the organising team, which is made up of all the different allied health professions that Paul mentioned earlier, so we've got over 50 students. And then at our major events like Chadstone this week, we had over 700 volunteers sign up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So this treatment, is it only suitable for teddy bears, or can Creepy Andy bring Optimus Prime in? Because he is obsessed. Yeah.
The kids can bring any kind of toy in, but we're only treating the teddy bear or the toy. We don't treat the children or anything.
Oh, no. Yeah. But if they brought their G.I. Joe in, you're happy to have a look.
We've treated all sorts of animals, crocodiles. I think I've even treated a blankie.
So as long as it's not going to bite you when you're having a go.
Yeah.
So do you think it also might inspire some people to study, you know, medicine or nursing or health sciences?
Well, we think for children it makes them realise that the people who are aspiring to those are just normal people who are, you know, doing a job. And I think by making them more familiar with the students, then, yeah, we see lots of children, or I've had lots of feedback from parents that after a teddy bear hospital experience, their child's gone home and built their own little hospital in their playroom, and mm-hmm. and then they go from there. So I think it's great for that.
And if the children are getting to meet a doctor at a fun environment and joy, so when something does happen, it's not automatically that fear. Hang on, I've met these guys. Mm. You know, they're nice. They're friendly. Best idea ever. I think it's really good.
Yeah, no, we think it works really well.
Now, you're raising money at the same time?
Yes. So if you come to Chadston this weekend, we're open from 10 and last entry is at 4:30. And it's $5 a child, $10 a family, and all of that money goes to the Good Friday Appeal.
I reckon, Tom, we should go down and I'll take Humphrey and you can take, what was yours, Barbie?
Yeah, my the teddy bear.
Oh, your teddy bear, that's right.
It's okay. Called my husband, like I said, but they don't treat real humans. But, you know, look, as you're saying, you know, these guys are, you know, student doctors, they're just average people. They're not average people. There are people that have dedicated their life, spent 8 years to study, work ridiculous hours and go. You deserve all the credit you guys get to actually want to do a profession like that. It'd have to be a dedication.
Oh. Thank you. I know it really makes it's very worthwhile when you get to work with kids, because every kid is unique and every kid is special, and this is why we're really passionate about this health cause, you know, promoting this you know, better healthcare throughout the lifespan for every child. So it's
and
really
you know
rewarding.
What? You're so young and you look, and I believe what you're saying. Yeah, you don't have children. It'll change once one of those little buggers comes home. Yeah.
I think for us as well, like studying medicine or any of the professional degrees, it's hard work. So it's just a lot of fun for us to be able to have, like, relax and interact with the kids. So it's a really nice break.
That's great. One thing, Paul, I've got a question for you. Do you get a lot of underprivileged kids coming in with their teddy bears? Because, you know, one of the things I always get concerned about is opportunity for people who can't afford, you know, necessarily to have good schooling and get into the difficult courses at university. Do they get exposed as well to these potential career paths?
Yes. So the Teddy Bear Hospital, we run our two major events each year at Good Friday as part of the Kids' Big Day Out, and then this weekend at Chadston. And we see many people from all walks of life bring their children along. It's a great fun activity that's very cheap. Certainly on Good Friday, well, this weekend, if you haven't got your own teddy bear, we can sell you one. And on Good Friday, we can even lend you one if you really haven't got one, which is fine. And we certainly, I think, are looking at other ways that we can extend this program specifically to children who come from underprivileged backgrounds. And that's another element of the work that we're doing during the year.
Fantastic. So it's on at Chadston Shopping Centre. How long is it on for?
Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, starts at 10 a.m. both days, and we'll have last teddy come through at 4:30 each day.
Last teddy come
and
through.
Do they make an appointment? We just turn up
just
on the day
turn
and
up,
go, bring your money,
turn
bring
up,
your teddy bears?
Turn up, bring your teddy bear, and be prepared to have a few hours of fun with your child.
Excellent. Well, no, that sounds like a good idea.
Fantastic. So for more information, you can check out teddybearhospital.unimelb.edu.au, teddybearhospital.unimelb.edu. That link will be on our social media pages as well. Andy is nodding. Professor Paul Monagle and Sarah and David, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's a great cause, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You very much.
Thank you. You're on Joy. There's a new toy called Scruffalove as well. I don't know if you've seen that. It's got another important message, not just for...
What are you talking about, your scruff profile again? you just don't stop. Go on.
This Scruffalove. Actually, I didn't think of
that. Oh, Scruffalove.
Scruffalove. It's a new children's toy.
Oh.
And it raises awareness for unloved cats, dogs and rabbits. So it's great that all these little soft toys are being used. The Furry Friends, apparently they come as this ball all, you know, mangled and just like this ball of fluff. And you
brush
its hair.
Oh, so your dog, like your fluffy toy arrives looking
like it's
unloved.
Like just just unloved.
Which is how I found my white little dog in a plastic bag on the side of the road.
Oh.
I mean, I technically didn't find it. Children did. But you know what I mean? Like people did. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and if you give this toy lots of attention and love, it turns into this beautiful, fluffy thing.
And then it gets all pretty.
They could take him down to the toy hospital today.
Basically teaching children how to
look after care for animals.
Oh, okay.
So I like the way they're using these.
But didn't we used to have that called Tamagotchi? I remember having to buy that for my children.
That was an electronic thing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it pooped and you had to feed it or it died or something.
Yeah, and then you had to throw it in the bin.
So do I feed this fluffy toy?
No, you have to bath it. You have to soak it in the bath and brush its hair and all this, and then it turns into a nice fluffy toy if you care for it. If you don't care for it, it just looks like a little tennis ball.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't care for anything. Yeah, I would let it rot in the corner. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.